Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Hope you are hanging in there, whatever you're up to right now. Hope all's going well. You and your family are safe. This is a quick tip episode, Quick Tip Friday, my friend. And this is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact with your business and increase your revenue in the process. And today I just want to give you a really quick tip about, if you've been listening to the show for a while or been following me for any period of time, you know that I always say, always be testing. You've got to be testing, right? Everything in your business should be an area where you're trying something new to improve. And especially with your ads, right? I am always talking about it. And so today I just want to take a couple minutes to share with you some of the things that we're doing right now to test out with our ad campaigns, and we're getting some really good results from it. As I am running a campaign right now, running about just, I don't know, $150 a day. So not a huge budget by any stretch of the imagination, but just doing a sort of a pre-launch for an affiliate promotion I've got coming up for a good buddy of mine, Colin Boyd, his Sell From Stage Academy. Colin's been on the podcast here before. I'm going to have him coming back on the show here coming up. The dude's brilliant. He tore apart in a very nice way one of my webinars recently, and he's so smart when it comes to how to sell without being salesy. So anyway, we're running a campaign right now for a lead magnet as a pre-launch for that upcoming launch. And so we're trying some new things on our ad campaigns just as far as setup of the campaigns. And it's stuff that normally I wouldn't do. Well, two of the four I wouldn't normally do. And we're getting great results. And so I want to share this with you, A, to let you know what we're doing on the back end of our ad campaigns right now, and B, what we're testing out to see how it works, and we're getting some good results. And the ironic thing is that some of the things that we're testing, I don't normally advise you do, but always be testing, right? So we're testing different things to see what works. The first thing that we are using, and this is not something, or this is something that we would normally use, is campaign budget optimization, so CBO. This wasn't an original test. So after we started to get some traction on which ads and which audiences were doing well, then we transitioned over to CBO. So we're running CBO right now. Again, we didn't start off with CBO from a testing perspective. Whenever we're testing, we set the budget at the ad set level to test different audiences and so forth, and different hooks and different ads and images and videos and stuff like that. Once we started to see winners, then we transitioned over to campaign budget optimization. Okay, so we're running CBO. The next thing that we are testing is detailed targeting. On the detailed targeting section, we have the expansion on. So you know how in the detailed targeting section at the ad set level, right below that, there's a little checkbox there that says you want to turn, it's like, I don't know, expand your audience targeting, whatever, I forget what it's called, expand detailed targeting expansion, whatever. Facebook will find you new audiences. Normally, I would say no, do not turn that on. And I've actually never, we've tested in the past and did not get good results. But this goes to show you that there's never one way, one set way to do things. The most important thing is to understand what each of these functions and features are within Ads Manager so that you can test them out to see what works best for you. Again, normally, I would not do, and it's actually how I teach, I do not do detailed targeting expansion, meaning checking that box. But we are using the expansion now to test it out, and we're seeing some pretty good results here. We're pretty happy with it. So that's one thing that is sort of new that we're seeing some success with and on our ad costs. And again, these are conversion campaigns, by the way, so we're looking for cost per lead. We are using automatic placements, something I recommend, something I do teach. That's not anything new. But the other thing that we are doing and getting good results from that is not normally something that I do and different from how I've been teaching it. So this will be in the next iteration of an ads training. We're using this 7-day click optimization instead of the 1-day click. And so just to kind of recap, at the ad set level, the very bottom of the ad set level, when you're doing conversions as your objective, Facebook asks you what the conversion window is that you want to optimize for. And it's supposed to be set up such that you're choosing based on how long should it take someone to do the action that you want them to take after they click on your ad. So for example, after they click on your ad and they go to your landing page just to opt in for something, opt into a lead magnet or freebie or register for a webinar or what have you, it's a pretty quick decision, right? That should be happening within a day. So normally we would choose 1-day clicks. So we're optimizing for 1-day click. Well, we tested, we're seeing better results this way for the 7-day click. And I've talked to a lot of people recently, some of my students and other colleagues and so forth. And this whole 1-day click versus 7-day click, some people see better results. And we're talking about, you know, just sending to a lead magnet. So this is not like a purchase or anything like that. Some people see better results. Some like ad accounts, I should say, see better results with a 1-day click optimization versus a 7-day click. Other people see better results with a 7-day click. I've personally been seeing better results lately with a 7-day click. And so that is not something that we've done in the past. We've always done 1-day click. So we're seeing better results with the 7-day click, optimizing for that. And then I would say the fifth thing is we're really loading up the number of ads. We're testing a lot of different ads. Recently, I just wrapped up 2 full days of shooting video that is going to be promoting brand new version of my foundations course. So I'm going to do another episode about that coming up here. But my foundations course is, as of October, when I'm going to be launching this, the new version of foundations, it's not going to look anything like it does. Well, I shouldn't say that. Foundations, as we know it right now, is my Facebook and Instagram ads course. Okay. Foundations is about to get a major makeover, which I'm really excited about. And so the ads course, as we know it right now, is just going to be included in Foundations, and Foundations is going to be really expanded. It's going to be a 12-month program. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to have coaching throughout the 12 months. I'm really, really excited about it. But why was I telling you that? Oh, so I was shooting video, 6 months worth of content for primarily for foundations. But then at the end of that shoot, for like 30 minutes or so, we shot a few videos, some fun videos for this campaign that I'm telling you about right now. And they're just fun. They're silly. They're short. They're kind of creative. And they're doing really, really well. And so we're running, I think, like 5 or 6 different ads, different ad variations within the campaign. And just really what this is all that we're doing here with the campaign is we're letting the algorithm pick the winners, because the algorithm is smarter than we are, right? I've talked about that a lot here in the show. So we're letting the algorithm work for us. And so, you know, 6 ads within a $100 budget. And by the way, we are running one ad set, and it's a lookalike audience. Again, so we're keeping it really simple as we test some different things here and just seeing some success with some things that I normally wouldn't have done in the past, which is why I wanted to communicate that to all and share that with all of you here today. So we're doing campaign budget optimization after testing. Again, that's nothing new, but we do have the detailed targeting expansion checked. So that is on, which I normally wouldn't do. We're doing automatic placements. That's something I would normally do. We're optimizing for the 7-day click instead of the 1-day. That is different, but we're seeing better results. And we're really loading up the number of ads within the ad set. And by the way, our video ads are performing much better than the image ads. Now, everyone always asks me, well, should I do video or should I do image? You need to do both. You need to test both out. It's not like one is better than the other per se, because as you can see here, we're testing different things to see what works. And so if you're not testing, if you're not constantly trying new things to find out what works, you're really missing out on opportunity to get the most from your ad campaigns. All right. And again, you don't have to be starting off spending a huge budget. You can start off small, but the key here is to don't get too, you know, super locked in and romantic about only doing specific things in different settings within Ads Manager. It's about understanding what each of the settings do for your campaign and what they are set up to help you accomplish. And then from there, testing it to see where you get the best results. Okay. So always be testing, my friend. Always be testing. Hey, before we go, if you are a course creator, you're an online coach, maybe you've got a membership program, and you're ready to optimize your business towards 7 figures, but you're not sure what you should be doing to get there. Okay. I want to invite you to apply for my brand newly up-leveled accelerator coaching program. All right. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling confused about what next steps to be taking in your business, if you're stuck in a pattern of unreliable and inconsistent monthly revenue, I'm going to be straight with you. What you think is keeping you from your business actually growing is not actually the problem. I see this time and time again. That's why they're called blind spots. We all have them. We're just too close to our business. Okay. Doing things like simply fixing your systems or split testing a new landing page. I love that one. Organizing your calendar or just hiring more support haphazardly is not going to solve things in your business. Okay. Making the transition from being the stuck online entrepreneur to what I call the optimized CEO means you've got to do 3 things. You've got to optimize your mindset. You've got to optimize your sales, meaning how you look at generating revenue, and then optimize how and where you spend your time. My accelerator program is about thinking differently and bigger about your business, about your team, your funnels, your ads, your vision, etc., so that you can create more freedom in your life to be on a path to 7 figures and have a bigger impact in the process. Okay. It's time, if you want your business to look differently, it's time to think and act like an optimized CEO. All right. So if you're an online expert, meaning you're a course creator, you're an online coach, etc., and you're averaging at least $5,000 a month in your business from your online business, but you're now feeling stuck, you're unsure of what to do to grow without working harder, and you want help optimizing your business to put on a path to seven figures, then my Accelerator Group Coaching Program may be for you. Okay. We actually have a large element of one-on-one coaching in there as well. This is application only. Okay. So if you'd like to learn more and apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.